Squelch. You said multiple things then, didn't you?
What did you do?
I meant to just go like that, but it hit my arm, I'd done that, and then I don't fucking know.
He's trying to rub his belly.
You drew everything but the mic.
He's just trying to rub his belly.
Don't ask why that's broken, because that was the chair you sat on last week,
fuck
my friend.
Off. It's sat behind you for ages. We're all too loud. Why am I turning down the one that's got nothing connected to it?
Because you're a dumbass.
Because Pete should be plugged in.
Pete's hello.
Pete.
Hey!
Fucking no.
Oh, God. God, what a start.
Hello, patrons.
About as good as any other start.
That is true. Patrons, hello. Thanks for your money. Sorry it's so shit.
Yeah, sorry it's terrible. Sorry you ain't got any t-shirts still, although you need to give John sizes.
Yeah, what's going on there, John?
Not so easy, is it? Two things.
No. It's like herding cats.
One, I'm waiting for a size in.
What, from everyone?
And two...
From everyone?
Yeah.
Two, I'm still waiting on the bloody drawings that you was going to send.
I've sent that. Probably.
To the wrong fucking email address.
Maybe I didn't know.
It's got to the point that I've sent Abby the pictures that I have of the logo, and she is cropping the lemon.
I won't send it then.
The lemon.
Well, the original lemon's very blurry. Do you remember that?
The OG.
The OG is very blurry. Do you remember the one I used to wear all the time? Well, I do.
Blurry, like puddle of mud. Everything's so blurry, I can understand.
Who's this, Oasis?
Did he sound like that?
Yeah.
Oasis.
He wasn't quite that gravelly, was he?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sunshine. Which is a good start.
Oh, is this?
I don't know why I sound so surprised. Yeah, you weren't here last week and I'm all thrown off. I forgot how to do this.
Surprise, surprise.
Every now and then.
This.
Yeah, that's cool. That's the one.
Or this.
What's that?
Or
where'd you get that from?
This.
Where'd you get these from?
Or this. Or that?
That's a screenshot.
Bro. Oh,
or this.
Right. Well, okay.
So well, this?
Yeah, just, yeah, that this. On the titty.
Titty.
But is it just the lemon or has she got the whole logo? Though?
No, that's all I've got.
Well, you don't have the whole logo?
Nope.
But you said she was cropping the lemon.
I told you.
Oh.
I needed...
I'll send it now, then. You two talk, because for our paying listeners, and I'll find the logo.
Fools.
Idiota.
Oh,
hello. Lewis has just put something in.
Oh, is he?
You wouldn't know, because you've...
Thought you might like these beauties. It's like fucking would you.
Titties.
Is it tits, is it?
No, I doubt it. Nah, I mean, not unless it's Lewis's.
It's a goof.
Oh.
Mark II goof.
Yeah. He's nice.
I haven't been in here for a while.
Haven't been in where?
Discord.
Yes, because you don't do anything.
Well, every time we put something up, no current replies.
Where have you been?
I've been... let me not talk about that now.
Have you been in prison?
No. Close to, though. I managed to dodge it. Armageddon! With a hamster up my ass. Gerbil. Rabbit the gerbil. Armageddon.
Oh, Lewis loved an Armageddon, didn't he?
He did, actually.
I knew he would.
He found it funny as fuck.
So, I thought that in our Patreon episode tonight, we could talk about...
Paying customers.
Yes. We could talk about guilty pleasures.
Mm.
Stuff that you probably shouldn't like. No. Stuff that...
Yeah.
You don't admit that you like.
Are you the Somerset Gimp?
I,
that's where Niall's neither, been. He's been banged up for being the Somerset Gimp.
Can neither confirm nor deny. We all know what guilty pleasure is, and we all have them, and let's not pretend that we don't.
How would you like me to send this to you?
Anally.
Email? WhatsApp?
Yes.
To both of those?
Yes.
Fucking hell, John. Fucking hell, John. What's your name?
Jeremy.
Here's a question. I saw a thing. I saw a thing and it said,
my name is Jeff.
Why don't people that are called Jonathan, why do they abbreviate their name to John and not Nathan? You ever thought about abbreviating your name to Nathan?
To Nathan.
Can we call you Nathan?
Nate Dog.
Nate Dog.
Living out John's rapper fantasies.
Yeah.
Pepto Bismol, etc.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
For his tummy tub.
What's your email address?
John, J-O-N.
Nathan at?
Nope.
N-A-T-H-A-N, yeah.
Nope.
John.
Dot.
Yeah.
Young.
Yep.
Nine seven one at gmail.com. Yes. There you go, patrons. Now you've got my mobile number and...
Whose size are we waiting on? Sorry to interrupt. Nathan, sorry to interrupt you.
How many patrons do we have?
12.
I've got Kim.
John Ung. Oh, congratulations, Kim. Huge, 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 huge.
Lewis's size. Roger's size. Rob's size.
Just tell us who you haven't got.
Well, I don't know who. Oh, I haven't got Luke's.
Who's he?
Exactly.
Your mate.
Yeah. So, I haven't got Luke's.
We don't listen then, clearly.
I haven't got...
We'll message him then.
What's Shuffles? I'm not convinced he's still alive. I think he's dead.
You maybe reckon? That's where I've been.
Sad demise.
Yeah.
Shuffles is maybe. The Ford man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Shuffles is dead. Shuffles
he
was the only person...
did say he was coming off of social media for a bit. Yeah, but that was like 3 months
ago. I mean, that
ago.
Is definitely what a serial killer would say, or...
Yeah.
I'm coming a sex offender media. Who's getting a little bit...
Well, he's a lorry... Is he a lorry driver?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. He's been caught murdering.
So it's both.
We're
literally both. Sexually assaulting
with
the children
Pete,
that he's...
Pete just yawned.
That's saying something.
Fuck.
I don't think... I don't know if I've got MFS.
Who?
Magnum motherfucking Carolina. Syphilis.
Hmm? Oh, Magnum South Carolina.
I don't know if I've got his.
Oh, no, I think he
not.
Did put his
I think
in
he
the
did,
Discord
actually.
Somewhere. Yeah.
I mean, it's just basically extra larges.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Is what everybody's
asked
for.
If you ain't got sizes by the time we record next, they're getting a fucking double XL. And then wear the cunt to bed.
Yeah. That's basically what Kim said.
Well, I'm going to wear the cunt to bed.
Yeah, pretty much. If you were actually a...
Go on, slag me off.
Partaking member
I saw the messages, thank you.
The patron, you would know.
I saw the messages, thank you.
So anyway, back to our topic, because we're not getting anywhere here. So, guilty pleasures. I am going to start, and my first guilty pleasure, I think, is going to be along the basis of food.
Yeah.
One of my guilty pleasures, party rings.
Fucking
Jesus
love a party
Christ,
ring.
Yeah.
I fucking love a party ring.
Right?
Yeah.
But...
for exactly the thing Pete just did. Yeah, there you go.
Lick party lick the ring. Hello. Hello.
It's like a sphincter.
I do like a party ring. But why is it that when you walk past them in the shops, you go, I can't buy them in public. If someone sees me buying them,
they
know
exactly what you're going to do, and it's that.
Lester.
Yeah, but at least you've got a kid. They're for the boy, aren't they?
Yeah, the 18-month-old child likes party rings.
Who ain't got any teeth yet?
Fuck them. Yeah, but I ain't got a kid. I'm a fat 30-odd-year-old man buying party rings.
It's because you're a pedo.
That's how I look, exactly.
But you are a pedo.
I know, but I don't want the people in the shop to know that. No, I like a party ring. Yeah, I love them. And also, quite slim and world-friendly as well, so I got through quite a lot of them. It was one sin per party ring.
Oh.
And I was allowed 30, and I think there's about 25 in a packet. So if I, as a treat, I could have a whole fucking pack of party
rings. Just a small treat.
Just a little old treat. Don't act like you don't do a whole packet, John.
No, I don't eat a whole packet.
Two.
But no, this is genuinely one of the things that Penny gets fucked off with me about. Like, I like biscuits, but I can...
about biscuits on the fucking podcast.
I can take them or leave them, to be perfectly honest. So, the thing is that when I do pick up a pack of biscuits...
Pick up a penguin.
They last me for ages, because...
Really?
Because I'll buy the Fox's extra chocolatey ones.
Yeah.
And I think you get 8 in a pack.
You don't just have 2 and put them back, do you?
Yeah, I have 2.
Right, we're stopping this.
I'm
the kind of person where, like, I can take or leave
biscuits. Whereas
Penny,
if there's a Jaffa Cake box around
her...
Oh,
fuck
gone.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
Easy, mate.
Done.
The problem with me is, like a lot of things in life, mainly thank, you know... this if
audible slop
slop
audible wobble test for that episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, anyway, so if it's there I'm gonna eat it. Why Chinese Pete? Anyway, so Look, if I have a... I'm a bit sort of hit and miss with biscuits, personally. But if I do buy a pack of biscuits, you can bet your bottom dollar they'll be finished.
Yeah.
In probably one sitting.
Yeah.
Same with Jaffa Cakes. The only reason I'd stop is if I was like, fucking hell, I can't eat another one. Do you know what I mean? I don't have that part of my brain, clearly, that says, no, that's enough.
Oh, quite clearly, I don't have that part of my brain.
But you do with biscuits.
With biscuits, I can just eat... And the same with, like, custard creams. I'll eat maybe three custard creams.
Do you prefer a custard cream or a bonbon? A bourbon, or... sorry.
A bonbon.
Bonbon. Toughy, isn't it?
I think custard cream.
Are you a CC, are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go custard cream as well.
Pete's nodding.
Jesus.
Fucking hell, John.
You wearing that seat out by?
Yeah. This is what happened to this one. He blew the back out of it. Fucking bang.
It's the fucking only back I've blown out for a while, I'm sure.
Yep. You procreated. That's it. You served your biological purpose.
Yeah.
Now you just need to prepare to die.
Yeah.
Bulge, why are you being so frigid? Let him fucking hang out the back of you again.
Not again. I didn't feel it last time.
Yeah, wouldn't be any different.
Oh, am I talking of... No. Anyway.
Speaking of guilty pleasures, men.
My guilty pleasure when it comes to food...
Children.
Right. I don't eat children. Fuck them.
Two little boys.
Is tinned hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah.
What, in one?
Oh. I like the... Ye old oak ones.
Yes!
There's nothing old or oaky about them.
No.
It's never seen a fucking pig in his life.
No. Can you imagine? I don't know on what planet this would happen, but if we moved in together, our cupboards would be full of ye oldy fucking hot dogs.
Party rings.
And custard creams.
And bourbons, because I prefer a bourbon, personally.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Christ.
Bulge, guilty pleasure of food.
Oh,
all of it. You
any of
fuck.
It, yeah.
Sugar. Oh,
yeah.
No, not anymore.
I don't know. I am quite partial. You know those Kinder chocolate bars you can get?
Oh, the little teeny
ones.
The ridges.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, those.
Yeah.
And you just...
Very dull.
One.
Come on.
All one. But it's the same problem you have. It's like you pick them up and it's got a picture of a kid on it. You're like, they're going to think I'm a nonce.
Yeah.
But the difference is they don't look like you, so they don't think I'm a nonce. But,
the difference
you know.
is that they can't see Niall Zardon, but they can't see yours.
There's a weird man with some buenos knocking people over his boner at the other end of the shop.
Yeah, he appears to collapse now.
Oh, and it's come out like toothpaste. Christ.
So... I can't believe I am going to admit this.
Oh, here we go.
But guilty pleasure of music.
Go on.
For me. And it's only recently.
I swear to God, John, if it's the same as what my guilty pleasure is music, then I'm just going to start bumming you.
Is it the Cheeky Girls?
No. It might be worse.
Oh, no.
I actually quite like Miley Cyrus. Like the newest stuff of Miley Cyrus.
What?
I know.
Well, Billy Ray's daughter.
Yeah. And it shocks me, and it appalls me.
I don't know how much of her new stuff I've listened to comment, really, but I didn't think that was coming.
I don't
know. Is it a bit of a banger, or is it a bit of a...
Johnny's,
yeah, there's a few...
Like a bad bitch?
No, you know
no,
what it
no.
is.
No, there's... But she has done Wait. Several, like, what I would say, half-decent tracks recently.
I know she's grown up a lot and sort of shit out.
What he's doing is he's trying to stay down with the kids.
No.
Yeah, I'll buy.
No,
because
I can't.
I like Miley Cyrus.
I can't.
I like Miley Cyrus's porn videos.
She didn't know that, has she?
Probably.
I don't think she's done any porn ones. There's plenty of nerds of her.
Was she in the fappening or what? Remember the fappening?
The fappening.
Remember that?
Yeah. What's that Doris called from Hunger Games?
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
Something.
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah.
She got fucking stitched right up, didn't
she? Yeah, her, dirty bitch, and... She was Matilda right up, wasn't it? And the other one, what's she called? Kudrow. From Big Bang Theory.
Kaylee Cuoco, or whatever it is,
Kaylee Kulittery.
Saw enough of her cuckoo, I can tell you that much.
She's fucking tasty,
I always like the other one with the really annoying voice.
Well,
the
blonde-haired one.
Yeah.
Bernadette.
Yeah, she was fucking tidy, but she needed to shut up.
Yeah, as a you'd in mind.
But you know she didn't actually sound like that. It's not a problem for me,
like it is you, mate. I know it was put on, but it just like, yeah. The voice was annoying.
I like the other one, though. Sheldon.
Oh, I nearly dropped myself right in it then. I'm not going to say that.
You're going to wanker with Sheldon?
No.
Don't lie.
No.
Come on, it's Guilty Pleasures Week. You can't.
Yeah, you prick.
Sharon's caring.
It's more what I was going to say is the problem.
We know. It's an audible podcast.
Audible.
Well, my guilty pleasure when it comes to music is some good old-fashioned country and western.
Well, yeah. I love a bit of country.
But like old 80s shit as well.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like mainstream, what's he called? Kevin, I was going to say. What's he? The one who done The Gambler.
Do you mean like mate who does the thing where he screams and he gets higher pitched and that's
Kenny Rogers.
Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Have you seen that? You've seen the fucking...
Know when to walk away.
That video.
Know when to run. Don't kick me. Kick him as well.
I can't reach there. Well, I can reach you, you cunt.
Ow. Go on.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you, Dan.
Fuck you, Dan.
No.
Niall. Yeah, but like...
No, Domino's!
There's,
No, onions!
You know, do you remember Gremlins?
Yes.
Remember the dad? Who buys his boy, the thing. He's a country western singer.
The bathroom buddy.
That's right!
Yes! Yes.
The bathroom buddy! Fucking hell, you come out with some classics sometimes. The bathroom buddy. Oh, God. Anyway, he was a country and western singer, and he'd done a song that I really liked, and it was basically about, I don't know.
Children?
Some woman who was a whore.
Yeah, it explains a lot.
What was the other one I like? There's a country and western song I like about a bloke who lost his legs in Vietnam, and his wife used to go whoring it about because he couldn't give it to her anymore.
Was he called Dan?
Lieutenant. Did he have magic legs?
And then his mate's missus died of AIDS. She had AIDS, didn't she?
Yes.
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 That was from sharing needles, I believe.
Oh, and cocks.
And cocks, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of penises in there, I think.
Yeah.
Poor girl liked the good old one.
Or a funnel, many a hog.
Oh, no, sorry, that was Kenny Rogers as well. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. It was a song about a bloke who, was basically...
Who got the fizz, and not in a good way.
Got fucked up in, I think it's Korean War. Or Vietnam, or something like that.
Right.
Because he says...
Or some kind of Asian, isn't it?
Well, basically, yeah, the line is, it wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war.
Yeah.
So he basically had to sit there while she then left to go out on the town, and then would come in with a bloke and let him ride her to death while he was downstairs listening to it all. Quite weird, really. The bloke...
Sounds like you're speaking from experience. Yeah. Why are you divorced again?
What do you think these are? Legs. I think it's the other way around.
Magic legs.
I was doing the Rogering. Hey. Yeah, the other one is called Della and the Dealer. That's the one who's mate your boy from... Oh, my finger. From...
Oh, my never finger. Heard never heard of them.
Yeah, I'll play it to you. Fuck it.
Do you have to?
Yep. This is what I mean. This is my guilty pleasure, this sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh, I love it.
Although it does sound like it could be from Dukes of Hazzard soundtrack. Does sound like it could be.
Gonna make some dreams come true.
Yeah, enough of that.
And I do actually really like, funny enough, is the theme tune to the Dukes of Hazzard, who was sung famously by
Conway Twitty.
Nope.
Something.
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings, that's it. That's Waylon Jennings.
And there's a fantastic line in the film Superbad where one of them, in an attempt to look older, was dressed up in like a cowboy shirt and all the rest of it. No, it was Seth Rogen.
Oh, was
not
it?
Seth Rogen. What was he called, the other one? The one who's in Wolf of Wall Street.
Seth, do crack with me, no, Leonardo. Do crack with me.
No, it's not Seth Rogen at all.
No, it's not Seth Rogen.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, that's it. Him. And that when the two cops turn up and arrest him, he's like, get on the floor. He's like, why? He says, because you don't want an asshole where your face used to be, Waylon Jennings. That was pretty much it.
Oh, brilliant.
So going to bulge. Christian Rock.
No.
That's because Jesus Christ.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Did we play that?
I don't know.
No, you didn't play it, but you just sort of sung the lyrics until you got to the bad word and then stopped.
But is it obvious what the bad word is?
Yes.
Sorry, I just wanted to clarify that. Oh, yeah, wasn't that on the episode that went public?
Yes.
It might have been, yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I don't think we should.
Oh, it's behind a paywall. It'll be fine. Oh, we'll just put it out. It'll be fine.
And then when we decided to go for it, I think you said, well, I don't think we said anything bad, did we? And I played it back, I was like, holy fuck. Cancel.
No, you can't cancel. There's only three listeners.
That is true.
Guilty pleasure, Bulge?
Musically, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah, everyone likes Nickelback.
Well, they sort of like, they were good, then it became a bit like, ooh, Nickelback.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they come back being really good.
Yeah. Motley Crue.
Is that girl? Is that them?
Yeah,
that's them. I like Motley Crue. You're very middle of the road. You're very, come on.
It's a little bit.
Yeah, but he's a grunger, really, isn't he? He's just
true.
A what?
Grunger.
I got a guilty pleasure film.
Oh yeah,
Debbie Does Dallas.
I just love it.
Madeline McCann.
A bit gay.
Go for it.
The Full Monty.
Oh, it's a good film
it's
though.
It's a good film. But it's about male strippers.
Yeah, but it's fucking funny.
He's gayer and come on a mustache.
It's a bit where matey's trying to kill himself with the exhaust fumes on the car, and his car won't start, so he goes and helps him.
Was it a British Leyland product?
I think it probably was,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it might have been a Rover, or I can't remember.
He's halfway down the year, isn't he? And he just realizes, bolted back up. And I think he called him a daft bastard because they were from Sheffield, weren't they, famously?
Will you learn us how to dance?
I actually went to...
Have you got a fluffer? Oh. Hey, that's fluffy.
Are you lactose intolerant or something?
Must be.
He's ginger intolerant.
God. Oh, I actually went to Sheffield last year and I found the... I mean, was it 95 or 96, I think that film
probably.
Yeah, and basically I found a couple of the filming locations. The exterior of the club that they do the dance in, the working men's club, found that. And I don't know if you saw it, but they brought out a series on like Disney Plus.
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them.
Which, I'll be fair to them, they have got every single member of the cast back
spot
on. Apart from, no, but I mean, it's no same actors.
Oh, right, the
I mean,
original ones.
All
right.
All exactly the same. But yeah. It's a bit weird because it was like quite a lot after and just sort of seemed to have I watched the first episode and I was a bit this is weird,
it's not the same
it's not, but it never is though, is it?
No,
I don't even know why they bother really.
No,
can you think of one either film or TV program or whatever that they've either turned into a series, because they do that a lot, don't they, turn films into series, is it?
Yeah,
where it's actually been good. Or am I derailing the guilty pleasure thing?
No, not at all.
Because I can't think of one. Because they done that with Scream. They turned that into a series.
Did they?
Yeah.
How'd you turn a slasher film into a fucking series?
I mean, sort of.
That's ridiculous.
Vice versa, as such, as we've just spoken about, a modern day interpretation, The Dukes of Hazzard, is a really good film.
It's better film than it was series.
Yeah.
Well, that's because the series was in the 60s, though,
wasn't it? Well, 70s, 80s, yeah.
70s. But the car was a 69, so yeah, it must have been at least 70s.
Yeah.
But a 68.
Pretty sure it was 68. In the 80s when they did it. But
I actually can't think of any series from a film that I've watched all the way through, you know, and thought, oh, that was quite good.
Lethal Weapon, done it with that as well.
Oh, yeah.
The series was okay, wasn't it?
What, Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I think it was just over-dramatised American shite, I think.
Yeah, shit.
Well, the reason why Lethal Weapon works is because mainly that's what 80s action films were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the top, big explosions, you know, a wild cop and a, you know, pop. The fuck was that?
that was you
that
on
me?
That chair,
sorry.
Yeah.
That's you leaning on the chair that you blew out last week.
No, John, bam. But yeah, it wouldn't work in a modern day setting because they'd either be trying too hard to make it an 80s action film, which they don't need to do.
No.
It's already
and everybody's too fucking sensitive to deal with an 80s action film these days.
Oh, Christ.
I find that offensive. No one gives a fuck.
And Chris Busey's fucked, so they couldn't bring him back.
A buttered sausage.
That's Gary Busey, but yeah.
What did I say?
You said Chris.
Chris.
Whoever he is.
Chris Akabusi's a football player.
Yeah.
Probably what I was thinking of. Oh, hell. but they brought back, like, Lethal Weapon 4 came out about 10 years after Lethal Weapon 3.
Yeah.
But ironically, that was really good. I know it's not the same thing, but normally they bring out, like, a sequel. I mean, like, Dumb and Dumber. They done the second.
Yeah, it wasn't a patch on the original.
Oh, what the fuck is
but
it?
But it's the same as, like, Scary Movie. The first Scary Movie film, really good.
Yeah.
Really funny. Yeah.
And well, iconic.
Everyone subsequent to that, shite.
Oh, the fucking second one was quite good for the turkey stuffing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. The second
take my strong hand, Cal.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Scream.
No, Scary Movie.
The parody of it.
Yeah. That was the second one was up there.
The only good parody.
How about a leg? How about a wing? Anyway.
The only good parody.
No, don't take it off, you ruin it.
The only good parody films that they've made multiple of, in my humble opinion, is Hot Shots.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll mind you, the airplane films.
Airplane.
Naked Gun. Yeah.
Surely you can do that? Yes, I can. And don't call me Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley. Yeah.
Oh, hell. God,
that's the one with the power station at the start that looks like tits, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Airplane or Hot Shots for fucking ages. I really need to. Would you call,
no, it's been a while.
Would you call Police Academy a parody film, or is it just a comedy?
No, Police Academy is just funny.
Comedy, yeah, it's just a comedy, yeah.
There was another scene, going back to the Scary Movie thing, there's another scene which, fucking hell, it still gets me to this day, and I'm not going to bother playing it to you, I'm just going to describe it. But when she's type, Christ almighty.
That was a big one.
When she, from a big one.
So was the mic.
Wee.
Do you notice I was trying to, like, limbo under the mic and just looked fat as fuck then. she runs on, who is it, the one that was in the first one played the main character, her. She's also in Friends as well, if you know that.
Yeah.
Oh, Matthew Perry.
Yeah, that is a sad demise.
That rocked me and did and still is. Like two.
So the meme later that I posted just after it happened wasn't any good then?
Didn't see that, don't think I want to. What was it?
It was David Schwimmer and Matthew Perry in a hot tub. And one was Schwimmer and one was non-Schwimmer.
I mean, that's good. That's
pretty good, you know. Isn't it?
I did see a little reel of someone.
Who was that? Is that you that just snorted there?
No, that was him.
You love a little snort.
Because I'm mildly laughing about it. But it was
kind of snort you're
into. It was a guy, and honestly, his show was bombing because of these two jokes, doing a stand-up show.
Right, go on.
But he said one, I'm trying to think what the first one was something very similar to that about hot tubs. But then he said, sorry guys, I know, I shouldn't be roasting Matthew Perry. He prefers to be boiled.
Oh,
there was like three people in the audience that laughed, and everyone else was like,
four if Bulger's there, clearly.
Fucking hell, that would have got me, that would have. I'd have been cancelled along with him.
I'd have said, you'd have been the only fucker laughing, and definitely the loudest.
Yeah, definitely.
Ah, dead people.
Ah, black comedy, but not actual black comedy. But there's a scene, you know, off of the talking
African comedy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we never actually got to the funny scene.
No, but basically, she runs onto this like newsroom sort of desk thing and starts to retype the auto cue, and it's like, cause I think it was The Ring was the one in the second.
Oh
one.
Yeah,
and it was like, there's a videotape that if you watch it, you die.
No,
for
that's
7 days.
The third or the fourth Scary Movie. That
oh,
is
it.
Yeah,
oh,
wow, the second one's The Haunted Manor or whatever it was.
Oh,
that like, shit horror film from back in the day that was actually
right,
better
okay.
as a parody.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she starts retyping this thing, and then the guy who's trying to stop her, he runs on, pushes her out of the way, and it's like, no, don't believe anything I just said, the rest of it. And then they start fighting and smashing fuck out the keyboard, and the news anchor just, like, reads it verbatim. Just like, he's like, one, badagada, zoo, shishi, nakari, bracket, one, exclamation mark, full stop. And the whole thing's just so funny. And then as they're fighting, the janitor comes along, who's a big black guy, and it's like,
I'm racist.
And he's like, basically, He's sat there licking his lips, typing, saying that he's been fucking his boss's wife for years. It's like, know what I'm saying, N-word? She likes her some chocolate. The whole scene is fucking brilliant. I'll put it in the Discord and I'll show you guys afterwards.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
No.
No, I won't. I'll forget entirely. Right, we're at half an hour in 10.
Are we just going to
count,
it
down here?
Seven,
that's what you're getting
six,
this time, patrons.
Five,
it's 30 minutes
four,
on the dot.
3, 2, 1.
Bye!
Oh, it's going to
be... Quim.
Are we actually going to go then?
I don't know. Are we?
Any more Guilty Pleasures? What's your Guilty Pleasure film? You've done well with Guilty Pleasure, John. Well done.
Guilty Pleasure film?
Like a film that you just can't help but keep... I mean, it doesn't have to be bad. Is there a film you can't stop re-watching?
Well, there's a film that if it comes on, I'll watch it.
White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah.
Well, that is a good film, actually.
What, the original, remake of that as well?
Oh, no, not the fucking... Remakes of dog shit.
I didn't even know they remade it.
No.
Jack Harlow, is it?
Who?
Yeah,
exactly,
who?
Yeah. He plays...
Woody Harrelson, motherfucker.
Yeah, he plays Woody.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Passenger 57.
The Blade films, they're fucking good films.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch Money Train? Ever heard of that film?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
It's quite underground.
Shockingly.
Jesus Christ.
Pete looks bored out of his mind. We probably should say, our friend Peter, we've spoken about a fucking few times, he's the one who takes ages to say anything. He's the one who fell into the back of Bulge when he crashed his bike that time. He just smacked. Pete was here on a social visit, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we decided, we were trying our hardest to get him to join in, and he wouldn't.
He's having none of it.
Adam said, what was stopping you? And I instantly knew his answer would be, which is, nothing's stopping me, I just don't fucking want to. Which basically means, he was worried he wouldn't be as good or as bad as us. But anyway, that's why we
the bar is low.
Anyway, so what is a film that...
I have got a few films that I'll watch if it's on. So one of them is Anchorman, because I love Anchorman.
Yeah.
Another one of those similar is Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Also very good. And another one, another Will Ferrell classic for me, is Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
I fucking love that film. But
nice.
One of my sort of, I'll say, favourite films, just because it's like a... is a really good feel-good film, in my opinion, is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I've never seen it.
Haven't you?
No.
It's really good.
Sandler, isn't it?
No. It's
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand and Jason Segel.
Jason Giant Knob.
Yeah, Monster Dong.
Yeah.
Got a big one, isn't
it? Yeah, you find out in that film, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. As he swings it around.
Oh.
And it goes... literally.
Bulge.
No.
way
more average than that.
But no, that is a...
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And then the other one as well.
Fucking
sorry.
Hell. How many have you got, man?
And another one. Another Paul Rudd special.
Oh, is it the fucking...
Wanderlust.
I think I know what you were going to say.
Just go on, take it.
I just can't remember what it's called.
I Love You, Man.
No.
I Love You, Too.
Not that one.
What's the film? Not seen it.
Haven't you?
No. You've seen Wanderlust?
No.
Have you heard of Wanderlust?
No.
Film's okay, but there's a scene in there, again, very funny. And I can't be asked after last time to sort of... I'll just show you the video afterwards. Where he's trying to big himself up to talk dirty to his girlfriend.
What was that? What the fuck was that?
What the fuck is that? And yeah, it's just very funny. I do like Paul Rudd, though.
Yeah.
Also in Friends.
Yes.
Yeah,
Phoebe's.
Yeah.
Also not drowned.
Friend. Nope.
Oh, bulge. So, and there's
or boiled like a lobster.
See, he's your lobster. So, Knocked Up.
Knocked Up, yeah.
I can't think of the guy who writes those films, but he's the one who's married to Leslie Mann. His name Judd Apatow.
Oh yes,
because he's a knocked up, super bad.
Yeah, super bad's fucking good. Yeah,
super bad is good.
Yeah,
you don't want to have somewhere your face used to be, Waylon Jennings.
The other one, actually thinking about it, that's very good is the one where they.
Oh yeah,
it's got McLovin in it.
Is it Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott.
Yes.
That's the film I was thinking of, but I can't remember what it's called.
Which one, sorry? I was reading messages.
The one with the kids, a fucking uber nerd, and yeah. He goes and...
And the little black kid in it is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one that's got McLovin in it?
Yeah, that's what he hence just the said. Reason I just said it's got McLovin in it.
Well, I did say, what did you say? Because I was looking at my messages.
What was the fucking film?
that is going to
I know the one you mean. Role play something, wasn't it?
Role models.
Role models.
That's it.
That was close.
Yeah, you were.
I was thinking about what he's doing later on.
I just had role. I just had grown-ups going through my head. And I was
yeah,
like,
it's not that.
Grown-ups.
It's not grown-ups. Role models. Role models is fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Should we call it there?
Turn it off.
10, 9, 8.
Well done. You can count.
Only backwards. I'll get confused after 5 if I go forwards.
Well, yeah. Sounds about right.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Pete, do you enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
See how slowly he talks?
Yep.
Yep, it's a different frequency. Bowles, do you enjoy yourself?
No.
Yeah, and even. John?
Yeah. Had better.
I've had better. Liar, liar.
Yeah.
Was that good for you?
I've had better. Yeah. That's a fucking brilliant
probably
film.
Probably because your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Everybody around is just so...
Mama.
Yeah. I went for a stage of doing that when I saw a girl with big knockers and then thought, I need to stop doing that because it's
did
weird.
You really?
Yeah. Not to her, obviously. I'd say
was that during your looking like a lesbian stage?
When the fuck was that?
Do you remember when you met Tim Harvey and put a photo on Facebook? You look like a lesbian, but like a butch one.
I should fucking hope I look like a butch one. Yeah, I know what you mean. No, it's a bit after that. I just go, cough, fucking hell, see them.
Cool, that mama. Look at that butch lesbian walking around commenting on people's tits.
Probably why they get slapped as much as they should have as a woman. You got the tits of a woman.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm just. I'd like the fact that we're both into ye olde hot dogs, yep. Party rings,
country music,
Dream Western,
cornhole.
I think it's just country.
Is it?
I think country and western is the films, isn't it?
No, country and western's the music because they say we got both cans, country and western.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Pub. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening. And
sorry about that.
Tune in to Moz for the main episode.
Episode.
Thankfully, you don't pay for the other one.
Yeah.
You only pay for this gold.
I mean, you can't shout gold. To be fair, it wasn't bad, actually. I mean, I had a good time. I don't like the listener. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
What are you doing, paying? Oh, wait, no.
That's because Jesus Christ is my...